Now, Jason, you brought up earlier that Brewery Vervain is LEED certified, and I think it's the first LEED certified brewery in the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. When we got our certification, we weren't really thinking that we'd be in that position. But as we start talking to our other friends that have a lot of strong sustainability programs, like New Belgium Brewery in Colorado and mm-hmm. Great Lakes in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and they've got great programs, but they never went through the certification process. And part of that is probably, they're 15, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, all these certifications started becoming more prominent later on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't start that way, then you can't go back and
sure.
and do it necessarily. I suppose you could, but for whatever reason, we ended up at the end getting a hold of the U.S. GBC, the U.S. Green Building Council, and they mm-hmm. we asked them for a list of other breweries that were LEED certified
because okay.
we could start a little camaraderie, and they just had nothing to say. They couldn't find any.
Okay.
And then we started calling our friends, and they also weren't aware of any mm-hmm. that were certified, and so it was just something we kind of backed into.
Mm-hmm.
But it fit our business, just our business plan, that was important to us. So that's why we pursued it. So it's kind of a bonus for us that
sure.
that's the case. It's always good to be first at something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all and everything, and we don't try to use that to say we're better than any of these other breweries
sure.
and things like that. There is a brewing school in UC Davis that's got a LEED Platinum,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a commercial brewery. And then I believe there's also a hotel in California that's certified that has a brew pub in it.
Okay.
So there's a few things like that, but mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of shocked, and maybe Tom, maybe you can shoot me down here, but are there any LEED certified breweries you're aware of in Portland?
I do not know of any LEED certified
breweries
in Portland.
We've done all our research, and we just couldn't find any.
But
no, I don't think so.
For those who may not be familiar with LEED certification, what does it mean, and what does it mean for the folks who come through the door of the brewery?
Well, a lot of things they just won't notice, and,
okay.
and that's if it's done well.
Sure.
There's nothing that's going to be obvious, but mm-hmm. a lot of it's just efficiency of heat and cooling systems.
Okay.
And lighting, the things that people may notice, like waterless urinals and low flow fixtures, things
sure.
like that, they may pick up on. But for mm-hmm. the most part, it should kind of look and feel like any other place.
Okay.
But when they come in, it's kind of a philosophy that we try to limit our impact on the world. And,
sure.
and it's just something that we try to get across in what we do. But it's not nothing's going to be so hit you in the face with it.
Right.
So.
Right. Now, I noticed you guys do canning versus bottling, and what made you decide to go in that direction, Jason?
When we were looking at contrasting the two, for us, having a strong sustainability focus, we really looked at bottles versus cans, and you talk to other brewers, and there are other viewpoints on this, but from our perspective, the cans were a more sustainable choice.
Mm-hmm.
They're lighter, they contain a lot of, about a minimum of 70% recycled content. So things along those lines made a lot of sense sustainability-wise. But then, of course, there's the stigma out there that your beer is going to have a metallic flavor, off flavor,
mm-hmm.
if it comes out of a can, which was true in like 60s, 70s, maybe even the 80s. But the technology has improved
mm-hmm.
where that's really not the case. There's a liner inside
right.
the can that prevent that metallic taste. And once you take that out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
Your beer is actually protected better than a bottle.
Okay.
The two things that degrade flavor, oxygen and UV light,
mm-hmm.
sunlight. And, obviously the can's totally opaque.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seal on top of the can is
sure.
airtight. So it protects your beer better. And especially, I think, craft beer tends to use more hops than domestic might, and
okay.
typically it's that hop flavor that degrades. It should be protected better in a can. So for us, it made sense.
And okay.
with the sustainability and then the flavor profile.
Sure.
I never try to say our beer is better, but than a bottled beer, but it just made sense for us. And
okay.
I think you'll see more and more breweries going to cans. It's more accessible.
Sure.
Also, and I think another 5 years, it won't even be a new or trendy thing. It's just going to be a fact, and
sure.
people will be comfortable with it.
Sure. Gotcha. Now, Tom, you started out long ago playing with homebrew systems. What advice would you give to those who want to pursue it as a hobby?
As a hobby, I'd say there's a lot of great homebrew groups out there mm-hmm. where people will get together and share their beers and experiences and educate each other. And that's the best way to learn, is just meet with other brewers and then start a relationship with the breweries. Visit the breweries, talk to the brewers, and mm-hmm. You can't learn everything you need to know if you just stay in your own garage with a
sure
doing extract. So get out there and join the community.
Sure, and I imagine there's a lot more online communities before, like when you got started, there maybe was pretty limited, perhaps.
When I got started, there was a news group online that I was glued to pretty much every day.
Sure.
And when I moved out to Portland, I was able to meet a couple of those people. And
okay.
then almost immediately, I got the job at the Old Market as an assistant brewer. And then within 2 months, I was head brewer. The brewing community out here is great. It's like a fraternity. We all help each other out.
Great.
So I learned a lot just by introducing myself to other brewers and,
mm-hmm.
and joining the Master Brewers Association, expanded my education leaps.
Now, Tom, you've been back to Grand Rapids many times since Portland. You've kind of seen things taking shape here in the beer community. But Mark and Jason, I think the two of you mentioned you spent time out in Portland, correct?
Yeah, I've spent probably 3 weeks of my life
okay.
in total over 8 different trips or so.
Gotcha. And I think you mentioned you've been out in Portland.
Yeah, too. I've been out there a few times and at one point, I was thinking moving out there, but
okay.
When you
there's
visit,
a lot of that going
when you
around.
Visit, you want to stay out there for sure. But,
I think everybody who visits thinks about moving out here. That's what got me. I just visited and then turned into a move.
There are definitely some similarities between
yeah.
Portland and Grand
oh,
Rapids.
Very
it
much.
It has a river flowing right through mm-hmm. the middle. It's got a lot of old historic, mm-hmm. beautiful historic architecture, which I'm a big fan of. And it's got a beer scene. It just happens to be about 20 years ahead of Grand Rapids in that aspect.
So how do you feel that your time in Portland maybe has helped influence the decisions that you've made in the beer community here?
I think Mark kind of hit on it there. You look at what's happening in Portland, and I think you're kind of, it's an opportunity to look where we could get to.
Sure.
It's kind of a view of the future where if we can keep developing this beer culture, where we could go to, and it's, at least a 10-year plus window.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of look what's happening out there, and then I think we can react with some similar things here in the Midwest and try,
right.
try to get to that point. And I think we will. They're at 30% of sales that are craft beer out there.
Right.
Here in Michigan, I think we're at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a big opportunity and a long ways to go, but I think that's kind of how I look at it.
Sure. What are your thoughts, Mark?
The only one thing I'd like to say that mm-hmm. we haven't really touched on
sure.
is the impact that Founders Brewing Company has had on Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Founders was not the first brewery here. I didn't live here when they started, but they're one of the first. And
okay.
Definitely at this point now, by far the most successful and
sure.
largest brewery in Grand Rapids, and they're second largest in the state behind Bell's. They have kind of legitimized beer in a lot of people's minds in Grand Rapids, kind of the city fathers and
mm-hmm.
people that are in positions of power in Grand Rapids now see brewing and beer as kind of a legitimate thing because
sure.
Founders is now nationally known. And in fact, I was in Belgium a couple of years ago, and the owner of this beer bar took me down to his cellar after I had talked to him for a minute and told him I was from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me the Founders bottles that he had, and he was so proud that he had Founders because no one in Belgium has it.
Wow.
But it's an international, or it's becoming even an international brand.
Yeah.
So that's really, I think, raised the profile of the beer business in Grand
right.
Rapids. Jason is also doing great mm-hmm. work on that front. And I like to think, I've had some small part in that as well, but I think Founders needs to be...
Oh, absolutely. I think that they've really helped lead the way, and it's great to see an impact being made across the ocean with the Grand Rapids brewing community.
And Mark's also pretty modest, too. I mean, Hopcat is also known nationally. It's always ranked as one of the top, if not the top, beer bar in the country and, like, Beer Advocate and things like that. So they've done a lot to move the culture of beer forward as well. I think, you know, the city was really ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a unique situation where they're making their own beer, but they also are able to bring in other interesting beers from other breweries. And they're actually one of our top draft beer accounts, so they support us very, very well. And I think that's that community of breweries that that makes that culture that we're all after
right.
A pretty cool and unique thing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he's got some honesty there too, but it's a really cool place.
Good, good. This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about beer. I've been joined by Mark Sellers of Hopcat, Grand Rapids Brewing Company, Stella's, McFadden's, and Viceroy, and Jason Spaulding of Brewery Vivant, and my friend Tom Slater, who's out in Portland, Oregon. He's the brewmaster for Old Market Pub. Thanks so much for joining me, guys.
It was fun.
Thanks for having us. You.